My dear brother and sister in Islam, Islam is so beautiful. And sometimes we ask ourselves, why I am poor? Why somebody else has money? Why I have a need? Why others do not have a need? And we have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, Hadith by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a non-Muslim called Allah and said, "Oh God, I want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "Oh Angel Jibreel, I hate to hear his voice. Give him what he wants." And when a Muslim needy called Allah, "Oh Allah, oh Allah, I have a need." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "Oh Angel Jibreel, don't give them what they need. I love to hear my servant say to me, Ya Allah." Because word Ya Allah is so powerful. You might not get a palace. You might not get a car. You might not get money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switch it with the palaces in Jannah, in paradise. Because as soon or later we will die. And we will never get anything in this life. But if Allah love you, He give you poverty. If Allah hate you, He give you money. I saw your people in America. I saw them in Canada. They have money. But you know what happened? They lost Allah. They lost Allah. They have no Allah in their heart. Yes, they have money. They have Lexus. They have Mercedes-Benz. They have houses. But they have no Allah. Very important what you like. You like to have Allah or you like to have some extra money? Allah. And also, if we are poor, something else happened. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, O the Prophet of Allah, I love you." He said, "Welcome with poverty." He left and he came back. He said, "Oh Rasulullah, I love Allah." He says, "Welcome with calamity." He said, "Why?" He said, "Nobody will love me and you will get money. Nobody will love Allah without get calamity." By this way, poverty and calamity is a gift from Allah for those Allah love. And money and dunya and material is a problem. Big problem. Now, how we gain from the treasure of Allah? How we gain from the treasure of Allah? I will give you a couple of stories. A man in the time of the Prophet, he was hungry. He has no money except 3 dinar or 3 dirham. It's almost like $3. But he has no money in the house. He has no food. Somebody knocking the door. He said, "Oh my wife, go answer the door." She said, "Is a beggar, need something." He said, "Give him $1. She said, "Oh my husband, we have nothing in the house except $3. He said, "Give him $1. He get one. After a while, she told him, "We have no food. We have no food for the children. And we have only $2. What are we going to do?" Somebody knocking the door. He asked, "What's going on?" He said, she said, "He's a beggar." He said, "Give him $1. Again, she replied, "We have no money." He said, "Give him $1. It happened 3 times, now no money in the house and no food. He said, "Let me go and make wudu and make turaqa to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, open for me." Wonder what happened. He, nothing happened. He said, oh my wife, let me go pray in the masjid. I call Allah. The wife, when he left, she felt bad. She went borrow some money from the neighbor and she get him some food. He was fasting. When she was doing that, she looked at his bed. She find golden coins and a lot of them. She calculated them. She found 300 golden coins. She said, my husband, something he do, I do not know. He came back. He started eating. And she left everything the way it is. He saw the golden coins. He said, you get this money? She said, no. She said, you get this money? He said, no. They see, keep asking each other. And finally, he raised his hand to Allah. And he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You see, this people was gaining from the treasure of Allah straight. Straight. You do not need to ask nobody. You do not need to beg anybody. A Muslim has a dignity. A man in Iraq, almost now 1200 years ago, he had 7 daughters. And he wanted to go in the path of Allah to invite for Allah. And he had no money except the cover they cover each other with at night. He said, oh my daughters, I won't go for in the path of Allah. And we have no money. What do you think? The daughter said, oh my father, we need you, we need this, we need that. The young daughter, the youngest one, she said, oh my father, you are our father, but you're not the provider. You go, the provider stay. Go. The provider will never forget us. And he left. And he takes the cover. The rest of the sister keep beating her up. And said, why you do that? Now our father gone. We have no food in the house. We have no money. Nobody will ask about us. The same evening, somebody knocked on the door. One of the guard of the Khalifa, of the ruler of the Muslim at this time. He said, oh young lady, do you have some water for us? We are a traveler, we need some water. She said, okay, wait a little bit, I will get you some water. She went to the well, and she started pumping water, and she gets the water, and she give it to them. After she finished, the Khalifa, the ruler, he was in a hunting trip with all his friends, and all the prince and all the merchant. He said, whose house is that? He said, this is the house of Ibrahim ibn Adham, one of the tabi'in, one of the followers of the companion. He said, is his home? He said, no, he traveled. And he left his 7 daughters inside. He went to his horse and he took a whole grab, a whole leather case of golden coin, and he threw it to the door. And he said, whoever loves the Amir al-Mu'mineen, whoever loves me, do exactly what I did. Yeah. Now everybody throw a golden case full of gold. The girl swear by Allah. When the amount of gold was in the front of the door, was a small hill of gold. They cannot even move the door. And they have to spend all night getting the gold inside. The young girl, she said to her sister, do you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide? They said, how? She said, a dot of iman, a dot of faith, a dot of yaqeen in Allah. This is what it do. Imagine if all of us believe in Allah, what Allah will do? We forget Allah is a provider. We not the provider. Nobody can provide nobody. Only Allah is a provider. Only Allah is a protector. Only Allah can do whatever He wants. Okay, how I gain from the treasure of Allah? How I gain from the treasure of Allah? Let me give you another story. A man, he has a lot of calamity, a lot of need. He's sitting in a masjid, alone, crying to Allah. Oh Allah, I have a need. Don't disgrace me, Allah. Wonder what happened. He keep crying to Allah, and from tired and hunger and calamity, he lie down and he took a nap. But he crying to Allah. The same moment The same moment is a prince somewhere. He got a dream at night. Get up, take 700 dinar and put yourself in a horse and let the horse go. Where is the horse stop? Go find this man and give him the money. The prince was really shocked. He went, he grabbed the money, he put himself in the horse, he said, go, go horse. And the horse go. The horse keep going from one alley to another, and the horse stop. When the horse stop, he goes to the masjid, he finds this old man sitting, begging Allah. He went and he gave him the grab of money. He said, wait, let me see. 700, correct, go. He went to him and he whispered. He said, I'm so and so. I am the prince of this area. If you need anything, come to me. He said, you? I do not need you. If I call the one who make you slave to me, why I need you? Go! I do not need you. You are a slave to me. I will never call my slave. I call my master. You see, my brother and sister in Islam, this is a people with dignity. The moment you have dignity, the moment you have contentment in your heart, this is the most richest part. A man in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has nothing. They call him crazy. Why? He used to go to the market every day. No money, no merchant, nothing. And he used to say, I am the richest man on earth. I am the richest man on earth. And he leave. They said, Ya Rasulullah, this man is crazy. He come in the market, said, I'm the richest man on earth, and he leave. And he has no money. Call him. The Prophet called him. He said, why you say that? He said, I heard you, Rasulullah, say, be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you. You will be the most richest man on earth. And I am the most richest man on earth. Because I am content with what Allah give me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, two things. If you live with them, you will never need nobody. Two things. If you have them, you never need nobody. And you will never have poverty. I promise you. Remember me. I promise you. Two things. If you have them, Allah will fulfill all your need. Do you know what they are? Number one is rida. Contentment. Yes. If you have contentment in your heart, Allah will love you. And if Allah will love you, Allah will take care about you. Second, have faith in Allah. Have faith in Allah. And don't ever think about tomorrow. If you think about tomorrow, it's a poverty. Don't ever think about tomorrow. Tomorrow in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand me? Tomorrow in the hand of Allah. If you trust Allah, Allah will make people a slave to you. If you trust Allah, Allah will make people a slave to you. And if you do not trust Allah, Allah will make you slave to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, O life, O this dunya, O this material life, whoever is slave to you, make them a slave to you. And whoever is slave to me, be slave to them. By this way, if I'm closer to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be closer to me. I will give you one story I love so much. If you understand it and you live with it, you will be happy and you will never have a problem. Musa alayhi salam, Musa's. He was a shepherd. He has no money. He only worked for some people to care about the sheep in the desert. And one day he wanted to take a nap. But he's not supposed to take a nap. Because the sheep would go away. Right? Wonder what happened. When he took a nap, he wake up late. When the sun going down. And he's very scared. The sheep will go away. The wolf will eat the sheep. Okay? Big responsibility. But all of a sudden he looked. He find a big wolf. And this big wolf has a stick of wood in his mouth. And to care about the sheep. And all the sheep around Musa. Musa was shocked and surprised. Allah revealed to Musa, Oh Musa, why are you surprised? You surprised of the wolf or the one allows the wolf to work for you? Musa still surprised. Allah replied again, O Musa, be to me the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. Don't ever forget this verse or this word. Be to me, Allah, the way you are, I want. I will be for you the way you want. Do you know, my brother and sister, why we have poverty? Because we have no Allah in the heart. If we have Allah in the heart, we will never have a need. Allah promised, whoever believe in me, I will take care about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, O mankind, I promise you provision. Don't be tired. And I ask you to worship me. Don't play. If you worship me, I promise you provision. If we make salah on time, if we make namaz on time, and if we make it right, if our heart connected to Allah, Allah promise He will give you. He will give you everything. If you be patient and content with what Allah give you, you have no problem. Yes. But if I keep thinking, oh Allah, why you give them? What about me? Why this? Why that? This is poverty. Yes. But if I'm content, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so pleased with me. Because also, something else we do not understand. You can live so poor, and you have nothing, but you have palaces in paradise. Forever and ever, for infinity. And some people living in a very luxury life, and when they die, they have nothing. What you prefer? What you prefer? What you prefer? Allah! Allah! If you call Allah, you will never have a poverty. If you have Allah in your heart, you will never have a need. If you have Allah, Allah give you dignity and elevation. You are beloved to Allah. If you look to the most people close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was poor people. Poor, very poor. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the poor people to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him. One time he was coming, walking in the water, and a man killed him. Oh, 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 the soul of Allah, you walk in the water, I like to do like you. He said, come, give me your hand. He took his hand, the man started drowning. He asked him, how come you walk in the water and I'm drowning? He said, if you have a doubt of faith in Allah, you will walk with me in the water. If you have a doubt of faith in Allah, you will be walking with me in the water. You see what the message is? Faith. Have faith in Allah. Yaqeen. Because Allah is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. He's the controller. He's the owner. He's the ruler. He's the opener. He's the guider. He's the light. You see? The more we have Allah, we have no problem. The more we look to each other and start envying, checking each other, this is a poverty. You have to be very happy. You have to be very happy. You're not in America, you're not in Canada, you're not in Europe, you're not Australia, and slaving in dunya, day and night working, day and night working, day and night working, and you have no time even for yourself. You have no time to remember Allah. You have no care for nobody. Your children is out. Everybody's out. And after that, where are you going? Hellfire? For infinity? Which one we choose? Which one we choose? The contentment of Allah and paradise for infinity. Or a passport to America and we get lost forever in this life and hereafter. Is this message understood?
Yes.
Who's the provider?
Allah.
Who's the owner?
Allah.
Who's the protector?
Allah.
Do you ask anybody else?
No.
Only Allah. If you have Allah in your heart, you will never need nobody. A man came to the Prophet and he said, O the Prophet of Allah, I was walking in the desert when I saw a mice or some creature coming from the hole and has a golden coin in the mouth and drop it in the front of me and go back to the hole, get another golden coin. Go back to the hole, get another golden coin. Go back to the hole, get another golden coin. And in the end, it was delayed. And after a while, it coming and dragging a leather case. I put all the golden coin in the case, I came to you. What is that, Ya Rasulullah? What is that, the Prophet of Allah? He said, this is a gift from Allah to whom love Allah. This is the gift of Allah to whom love Allah. You love Allah, you rely on Allah, Allah send you an animal picking a treasure and send it to you as a gift from Allah. You want to see the treasure of Allah? You want to have the treasure of Allah in this life and hereafter? Call whom? Call whom? Allah. You want to see all the treasure in this life and hereafter? You call whom? Allah. You do not call nobody except Allah. If you do that, you are a winner. You are so happy because you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. And you will never have a problem. How many people gain weight? They have more clothing. They have more everything. But they empty inside. They empty inside. They empty inside. This emptiness inside, do you like to have this empty? You see? Do you like to have your heart be a slave to a shoes or a dress or a piece of gold? Is this your life? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so elevated. Look at who's the controller of heaven and universe. Allah. This is how the people with faith rely on Allah. Relying on Allah is a part of our faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teach us, he said in one hadith of the meaning of, to one of the companions, "Oh my son, if you ask, ask Allah. If you need support, ask support from Allah. And if you need anything, do not need it except from Allah. And oh my son, you have to believe, if the whole ummah, if all mankind gather to benefit you with something is not written for you, they cannot give it to you. And if all mankind gather to harm you of something is written on you, nobody can stop it." Meaning, what we have written to us, it will never change. The destiny is taking place. But who's the owner of destiny? Allah. Who can control the destiny? Allah. Who can change any time, any condition? Allah. You see, if I believe in Allah, and I believe Allah is the owner, the controller, the changer, the opener, I should not ask nobody except Allah. Okay, my brother and sister in Islam? When we leave tonight, we leave with whom? When we leave tonight, we leave with whom? Allah. Don't lose it. We leave with whom? Say it loud.
Allah.
Allah. What we have in our heart?
Allah.
Who we ask?
Allah.
Who we need from Him?
Allah.
Who's the owner of all the treasure?
Allah.
Who's the provider?
Allah.
Who's the controller?
Allah.
Who's the opener?
Allah.
Who's the guider?
Allah.
Allah. If we have Allah in our heart, we have everything. And if we do not have Allah in our heart, we have nothing. Is this understood?
Yes.
You want Allah to take care about you?
Yes.
Keep calling Ya Allah. Keep calling Ya Allah. And Allah knows exactly what you need. And you should be calling with happiness. Oh Allah, you know my need, and I do not know my need. You Allah, fulfill my need. And I will take care about your need, Ya Allah. What is the need of Allah? Anybody know? What is the need of Allah? What's that? What else? Huh? Something else very important.
Fasting.
Fasting, what else?
Zakat.
You have no zakat, don't worry about zakat. What else? Hajj, don't worry about Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever cannot make Hajj, Allah gives him the reward of Hajj in the Day of Judgment. No, something very important. What about dhikr? Remember Allah. Day and night, remember Allah. Day and night, make salah ala nabi. Durood. Let me tell you something. A man came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, his name is Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu. He said, I make dua. I make prayer to Allah. And when I make prayer, I have a need. And I make salah ala nabi. I make durood in the end. How much I do? He said, do. And if it's increased, it will be good for you. He left. He came back. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I make it a third of the dua, meaning I do durood a third of the time. He said, do. And if increased, it will be better for you. He left. He came back. He said, I make it half. He said, do. And if increased, it's better for you. He left. He came back. He said, I make it two-thirds. He said, it's good for you, and if increase, it will be better for you. He left, he came back. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I make all my dua durood. All my dua durood. Do you know what Rasulullah said? He smiled, big smile. And he said, if you do so, Allah fulfill all your need and forgive all your sins. Imagine, if you make durood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he promised, whoever do durood, all the time Allah fulfill his need and forgive all his sins. Imagine if you just do durood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he promised he will fulfill all your need. Allah fulfill all your need and forgive all your sins. What do you want? What do you want? Only durood. Durood. Salah ala nabi. Day and night. Every time you have a problem, make salah ala nabi. Every time you have a need, make salah ala nabi. Day and night, durood. This is your treasure. I promise you, you do that, you will see wonder. Allah will open for you in a way you will never expect it. People will be slaving to you. Allah will send things to you in a way you never expected. I promise you that. Because I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe in what Rasulullah said. By this way, imagine now, I have the keys of all the treasure. I have the keys of fulfilling all my need. A woman came to the Prophet in the morning, and she said, oh, the Prophet of Allah, I have a need, I have a debt, I have a calamity. What I do? He said, can I teach you something? It will take care about all your need? She said, yes. He said, after Ishraq, after the sunrise, sit down and make salah ala nabi, durood. And make two rak'ah. Pray two extra. With the intention, oh Allah, fulfill my need in my day. Allah will fulfill all your need in this day. Imagine every day I wake up after my salah, when the sunrise, I make two rak'ah. I said, oh Allah, I'm a slave to you. You fulfill all my need. With iman, with faith, Allah will fulfill all your need. But we have to remember, we can call, but nothing answered. Why? Let me tell you, a man, he was having a need, and he tell his wife, I have no money, let me make salah. He makes salah. He said, do you find food? She said, no. He said, either my wudu is no good, or my salah is no good. Let me repeat the wudu. She repeats the wudu. He repeats the wudu. And after that, repeat the salah. Wonder out habit. He looked back. Do you find any food? She said, no. He said, I know my wudu is good, but maybe my salah is no good. Let me repeat my salah. He repeat his salah. The third time he repeat his salah, a hole open in the roof. A hole open in the roof. And a wheat was coming from the sky. Wheats coming. And the grinder start working and flour start boring. His wife went to look, where it's coming from? Stop. He went to the Prophet. He said, what is that? He said, this of your piety. This of two rak'ah salah. Allah was open for you weeds from Jannah, from paradise, straight for you. He said, why to stop? Because your wife look. He said, if your wife did not look, it will be running until the day of judgment. You see, this people was gaining from Allah straight. Because you see, we're running after condition, and we forget Allah is the owner of condition. Allah is the owner of condition. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. All we need Allah. All we need Allah. We need love Allah. We need love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to make salah on time. We need to be happy and be content and believe Allah is a provider. Allah is the owner of dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller. Allah is the one who can change condition. Okay, my brother and sister in Islam? He told me 15 minutes and he didn't show up. What happened to Brother Haroon? Believe me, I went to many things in my life. You see? In America, I'm not working. I'm working for Allah. I'm working for Allah. And I have no money. I have no house, no car. But believe me, Allah provides. And I never asked nobody. I never asked nobody. Last year, at this time, you know, my car is stolen. Big car, stolen. I said, Alhamdulillah. By the way, you want to know the treasure of dunya? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You have any problem?
No.
What you have? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the ultimate. And you know what happened? Somebody asked me, can you please come with me to Umrah? I went to Umrah in Saudi Arabia and I have no money. He gave me gift, I have no money. He gave me shoes, I have no money. And when I came back, I went to make a'tikaf, seclusion in the masjid. And somebody saw me, and he told me, what happened to your car? I said, I'm not thinking about my car. I'm thinking about how to save the 3 days. You know what happened? He told me, by the way, I have a car for you. Imagine, and the car has a problem. The problem cost $2,400. I went to visit somebody else to give him salam. He told me, how's your car? I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah give me a car. It has some problem. He told me the bill on me. I will take care about all the mechanic shop. You see, when you work for Allah, when you believe in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all you need. Okay, my brother and sister in Islam? All you have to have in your heart, Allah. Always Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar from myself. Allahu Akbar from any condition. Allahu Akbar from any need. Allahu Akbar from any pleasure. Allahu Akbar from everything. This is enough for you to have everything. By the time he finishes the letter, I will give you one more story.
Yes,
just
yes,
for you. A man was with Rasulullah SAW traveling. And when he was traveling, it was a very poor time. The Prophet and his companion have no money. Have only one sack of dates. The Prophet gives everybody dates for the whole, you know, trip, except one. He forget him. He forgot to give him dates. And this man was traveling in the end of the caravan. He was shy to ask nobody, because Rasulullah teach him. Do you know what he did? He walked and he called Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali azim. Oh Allah, feed me with it. You see what he said? Feed me with it. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali azim. Feed me with it. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali azim. Feed me with it. Do you know what happened? Allah sent Angel Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna salama yukhri'aka salam. The peace give you peace, and tell you forgot Hudayra. Hudayra, you forget him. O Rasulullah, go give him food. Rasulullah, he sent him food. And he said to the man, go and give him the food, but don't leave until you hear him, what he going to say. When the man receives the food, and he knows the story, do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? Right away, he raised his hand to the sky, and he said, oh Allah, the way you never forget Hudayra, don't let Hudayra forget you, Ya Allah. You see, the way you do not forget Hudayra, don't let Hudayra forget you, Ya Allah. One more story and that's it, inshallah.
Yeah.
Okay, one more and that's it. Okay. No, he's not late.
Yes.
This is their,
this is their money.
Sorry, I'm late. You're late for me. I can't, you know.
Okay.
I give
Musa.
You
okay, one moment. Musa alayhi salam.
I back up on that.
He cannot do it. He cannot do it. He cannot do it.
You know, okay. Smile since I get up 4 o'clock quite a bit.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alayhi.
You all know how I be busy. Really busy.
One small one. One small one. One small one. Musa alayhi salam.
No, okay. I come to Masjid tonight and you're going to hear it. Come tomorrow night, you're going to hear it. You live in Grove, you can come. Do you not come?
I
will come here, get here. I'm going to send you a night of growth.
You're
going to come a night of growth.
Okay.
So not
you
today,
have enough, alhamdulillah.
Tomorrow, who is going to Peter's kitty? Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, he's going to be at kitty. Daytime, 10 o'clock, daytime. He's going to be at kitty masjid. And those who live in the farm area, the horse, telling people, tonight he's going to be at farm. So we got a couple horse telling people where they go. So go out to horse telling you are hearing tonight. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, you're going to be at Kitty in the morning. And I'm going to see if we can work out Monday or Tuesday for Grove. Because we're trying to get Canaan occupied for you. No, well, I got to talk with Imam Shahid first. Well, I got to talk with Imam Shahid, then you know which day to send to me. You want to take a picture with them? Go in Swimming? Okay.
I will love this beach.
Yeah, let's start good. That's why I'm really good.
Go with Allah.
Yes.
Okay?
I always.
And always smile and say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah take every care of you.